Happy Monday, friends, and welcome to Anchor Points as we begin our week together by anchoring ourselves in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, this upcoming week is a really important week in the life of our church as we conclude a time of prayerful discernment toward possible disaffiliation from the United Methodist Church. If you don't know what anything I just said meant, that's okay. Because sometimes when we deal with important family matters, we speak in language that maybe only people within the family understand. So if you're just watching this online, just listen while I talk to some of my brothers and sisters. His friends, at the end of this week, Sunday afternoon, March 5th at 2 p.m., we will have a church conference. The membership of the church will be invited to attend and to vote on whether to remain United Methodist or to leave and seek a new denominational identity. And I simply just want to say this right now. I'm praying for you, every single one of you, because this is a really significant moment of decision. I'm reminded in the book of Acts, chapter 15, in which the early church was confronted with a really important decision on the relationship between Jews and Gentile Christians and what Gentiles had to do to become Christian, what things they had to observe in the law or the custom. And at the end of this very important meeting with people discussing, debating, sharing their opinions, and prayerfully considering, at the end of it, the leader of the Jerusalem church, a man named James, stood up and he said, "It seems good to the Holy Spirit and to us that we should do this." And then they outlined in a letter the decision they had made. I don't want to focus on the decision they made. I want to focus on the statement that James makes. It seems good to the Holy Spirit and to us. What James is letting us in on is that the early church prayerfully listened to the Holy Spirit's leading and believed that the Holy Spirit was active in guiding them in their decision making.